You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Kate Arkell, Research Development Manager at Retina UK, to discuss a new piece of research debunking the previous belief that female carriers of X-linked inherited retinal diseases are unaffected by sight loss. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
It's lovely to be here.
So before we get into this research, can you tell us a little bit about Retina UK, please?
Yes, certainly. So Retina UK was a charity that was established by families who had received a diagnosis of retinitis pigmentosa in the 70s. So that's one of the most common inherited retinal conditions. And they realised that there was really no information available, no support available, and there was a serious lack of research. So there was a huge effort to sort of get something off the ground to move things in the right direction. And since then, the charity's obviously grown and developed, and we've continued to fund research over the years, focusing on the development, better understanding of an inherited retinal conditions and development of treatments. And we're also obviously supporting families. We offer a huge range of support services as well.
So tell us about the study then. How did it come about?
Yeah, so this was a study carried out by researchers at the University of Melbourne in Australia, and also a UK-based researcher called Jasleen Jolly, who's at Anglia Ruskin University. They knew that some female carriers of X-linked inherited retinal conditions could develop vision problems. There have been studies previously that suggested that, and also we know anecdotally there's a lot of evidence that these women do experience vision problems. But the researchers felt that there was a gap in the knowledge of how X-linked RP could affect quality of life for women. And also there are therapies starting to be developed for some of these conditions. So X-linked retinitis pigmentosa in particular, the group of those of that that's caused by the RPGR gene. There are gene therapies in sort of quite late stages of clinical testing at the moment. So it's important that we look at whether some of these women might be eligible for those treatments or those treatments might work for them. And so the researchers actually looked at X-linked retinitis pigmentosa and choroideremia, which is another X-linked retinal condition. And they involved 237 participants in the USA and Australia. All of those participants had an X-linked retinal condition, or were carriers, rather, I should say. And they compared them with 100 healthy age-matched controls. And they got everybody in the study to complete a questionnaire that has been specifically designed to assess the impact of retinal degeneration. What's nice about this study is that the findings are based on self-reported data that come directly from these carriers themselves. And that's important because that reflects these women's day-to-day experiences with their vision during everyday activities.
So what do the results of this study mean going forward?
The findings very much demonstrated that the carriers of X-linked retinal conditions did have worse vision than healthy controls, and that was particularly significant in women over the age of 50, which kind of suggests that there's an age related element going on. And I think going forward, what this really means is that carriers of X-linked conditions really should be provided with tailored support. So we know much more clearly now how people are impacted, and they need to be offered support just to live with sight loss, psychological support in particular. Certainly remembering that many of these women will perhaps be caring for or have cared for a son who has more severe early onset sight loss from the X-linked RP that they've inherited. Women need to be offered regular checkups if they're carriers of X-linked RP. And also, I think the scientists need to delve into the genetic background, really, as to why some women are affected more than others. Some women are affected very mildly, some very severely. Why is that? We need to understand that. And we need to understand how some of these treatments coming through may be applicable to these women.
Now, as I've already covered, you guys fund loads and loads of research. So what kind of things have you got coming up?
We've got various projects going on at the moment. We've just got some new projects that are recently underway, where we've got researchers looking at all sorts of different things, including the development of stem cell sort of patches, if you like, that can go into the retina to potentially sort of repair or replace patches of retina. That's a very early stage of research. We've got PhD students looking at gene editing. We've got PhD students looking at the experiences of people with Stargardt disease, which is an inherited condition that principally affects central vision. So lots going on the research front. We've also got lots of developments in our support and information offering as well. We've got projects going on there. We're starting to develop a young persons project. We've also excitingly got our conferences coming up at the end of September. They're a real highlight of the year for us, and our annual conference for our community is on the 28th of September, both online and in person in Manchester.
And finally, Kate, if our listeners want to find out more, where can they go?
So our website is at retinauk.org.uk. You can contact our helpline via helpline@retinauk.org.uk or on 0300 111 4000. If people want to particularly find out a little bit more about X-linked conditions and X-linked inheritance, you can visit our Unlock Genetics resource, which is at retinauk.org.uk/genetic.
Well, Kate Arkell, Research Development Manager at Retina UK, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. It's been lovely to be here.